I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Robert Morris and Chris, other than the result of the game, you had to be very, very pleased with the way that the tonight went and just sort of showcasing your program and your new building.
It was a fantastic night, Paul. You know, from the reception we had before with the founding sponsors and recognizing them and our men's basketball alumni, you know, to just going down to the court and the excitement level that, you know, all the RMU Colonial fans and supporters of our program had, to being on ESPN, it's just a tremendous night. It was a great experience, great atmosphere. I know our student athletes afterwards just were, very thankful to have a facility like that and to be able to have a chance to play against Pitt, an ACC team at home.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was, you know what, it went really well. Again, you didn't win the game, but I think it's pretty clear that you're just having that building and being there and watching your team play and the crowd and the excitement and everything, that is really going to, you know, give Andy Toole and Charlie, and the ability to recruit at a pretty high level in their conferences.
No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, that's something that every recruit that's come in, whether it's men's basketball, women's basketball, and volleyball is 24-3, 14-0 in the conference right now. It's one of the nicer mid-major arenas that I've seen in the country. I haven't been to all of them, but we're very fortunate. We're very fortunate we had a group of supporters and corporate entities that assisted the university in making that facility a reality.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key. Now, you look at that building, and I think it was, 4,800? I think, what was the capacity? 4,800, something like that?
Yes.
I think on a lot of nights, if you guys get rolling, that's the kind of facility that you should be able to fill most nights, right?
No, I think so, without a doubt. I mean, the student body was tremendous. I mean, two nights ago, they were up at 2 o'clock in the morning forming a line to get those tickets at 7 in the morning, and they had it rocking there in the old end zone there at the facility at the beginning of the game and throughout the entire game, and they stayed throughout it, so very proud of our student body and the atmosphere they provided for the game.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun, Chris. I mean, you look at it. What does a building like that, though, do for, you know, the athletic department as a whole, not just the teams that play there?
Well, I mean, it's also a revenue generator for the university, for conferences, for concerts. You know, we're out there in the airport corridor, and so, you know, it's a lot of folks. Whenever the promoters are looking, you know, it's a lot easier to park for concerts, a lot easier than getting around downtown. And, those are the types of venues that, you know, there's a lot of artists that are in that 4,000 to 5,500 seat arena capacity that, we brought some major acts already to the arena. And so, it's been a huge, huge positive for this university.
The thing about that is, when you have a new building, you really have to sort of maximize the momentum from it, right? So, I mean, do you have a lot of different events planned, things of the such this winter sort of to be able to showcase that building?
Yeah, I mean, we had Bob Dylan here, legend, on Sunday. We have Sarah Bareilles sold out on Friday night. We have a group called Oakview Group that kind of manages the arena for us, and they've done a tremendous job. I think we're with promoters, we have four concerts more than what we had actually initially had planned for in the pro forma, and so the promoters really like it. The acoustics are really good in there. There's not really a bad seat in the entire house, I had that heard that from a lot of basketball fans tonight. So it's just for the university, it's a great draw. And, again, at the end of the day, we're about student enrollment, and it's getting people on campus and families, and hopefully their sons and daughters end up becoming students.
Yeah, no. On a different note, I think your football team has had quite the turnaround from last year, right? I mean, you've got to be happy with what's going on there.
Coach Clark has done a tremendous job. I mean, absolutely, it's been so much fun watching the progression of this team, the aggressiveness, the unity. I mean, you know, they're 5-0 or 6-0 in conference. And if they win this weekend at Central Connecticut State, they're the NEC champs, going back to the FCS playoffs for the first time since 2010. You know, he's really got them believing in their abilities. And this last game, we beat Duquesne 41-21. That first half might have been the best first half of football I've seen in a long time from any team. They just got it rolling, and they're playing really, really well right now. And it's a fun team to watch.
What are your thoughts? You know, I mean, obviously it's early, and you know, Andy's teams tend to get better as the season goes on. But what are your thoughts on what you saw from tonight? Obviously, their effort was, you know, outstanding. They just they're a little bit undermanned against Pitt.
Yeah, I mean, I think Andy's a great coach. I mean, X's and O's wise, he's a really good recruiter, well respected throughout the entire country. I mean, the unfortunate thing for Andy and a lot of mid-major coaches is they have to play game guarantees. So you're starting out with the Notre Dames and the Pitts and Marquette and UNLVs, and so you know, we can compete with those schools, but I mean, it's kind of tough, as you said. I mean, you know, the talent level. There's a reason why players go to the ACC, and there's a reason a lot of times players are in the NEC. And we've got a great squad. We'll contend for the title. There's no doubt about it. Andy uses, you know, these type of games to get them prepped for conference. You know, we've talked about it. You know, we want to play less game guarantees. I don't want him to have to rely on revenue. That's my job as the athletic director. We want to have 16, 17, 18 home games, and we've built that arena for a reason. And he's a great coach. He's got great players coming in without a doubt. And so we want to showcase that there in the UPMC Event Center.
Bigger picture, Chris, how do we as basketball fans get more Pitt Robert Morris and Duquesne Robert Morris games?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, a lot of it is, it's, you know, whether it's RMU alumni, maybe the local community that surrounds us. But I'll tell you, we have a lot of Pitt donors and Pitt supporters. And Andy, I mean, he's done a tremendous job as far as his community relations. You know, that building became a reality a lot because of Andy's relationships. And several of them have been, you know, Pitt supporters of the program. So I think there's this affinity you get. You get to know the athletes. You get to know the coaches. You know, I think you saw it tonight a little bit. There was, you know, a lot of people there at the courtside seats there that are both Pitt donors, Pitt season ticket holders, and also RMU. You know, I think that, again, Andy's done a great job, and Charlie's done a great job on the women's side as well. And, again, a lot of that's about community and alumni relations.
Right, right. But what I'm saying, Chris, is how do we get those teams to play more?
How do we get what? I'm sorry?
How do we get your school, your teams to play Pitt and Duquesne more in both sports?
You know, I had a question on the media about that yesterday. You know, it's very political, scheduling. You know, and again, I tweeted out tonight, I gave Heather Like a lot of credit. I mean, they gave up a home game, you know, to do a neighborly Pittsburgh thing, to open up our new event center. And so, you know, that's a lot of revenue they're giving up. And, you know, another thing is they look at RPI, these schools, and, you know, and if they don't win the league, they got to have high RPIs to get those at-large berths. So it's really back on us a little bit to make sure that we're at a very competitive high level RPI-wise as well. That's one of the reasons why we want to have more home games. So, you know, I tell you, I mean, a lot of times these games are scheduled because there's friendships between the head coaches, there's friendships between the athletic directors. And, you know, I said it earlier in a media interview yesterday, I'd love to see a tournament in Pittsburgh where it's Pitt and Duquesne and Robert Morris and maybe West Virginia or Penn State every other year, and we're flip-flopping who we're playing. But, you know, I can't speak for my other colleagues. I mean, I think it would be great for the region, for the alumni, for for those, you know, locals that just love college basketball in Pittsburgh. But you know, there's a lot of political factors that go into that.
No, there absolutely is. It's just, you know, for fans of us, like, you know, for fans here in Pittsburgh, I would much rather watch Pitt play Robert Morris than Pitt play Arkansas Pine Bluff, for instance. I'd much rather watch Robert Morris play Pitt than Robert Morris go and play, you know, Iowa or something. So for fans here in Pittsburgh, you know, the basketball community here, it's one of those things that we've really, you know, not gotten treated to recently.
Yeah, you know, we played Duquesne for a number of years, and I think that for the last 2 years we haven't played them and haven't played Pitt in a number of years. And, again, like I said, I was very appreciative of Heather and her willingness to do that. You know, I would love to be able to play both them on an annual basis. We're all in. I know that.
You're all in. Well, Chris, I mean, you've been here now, what, about 6 months? How long have you been here now?
It's just about 5 months now.
5 months, yes. You know, I'm assuming you've settled in. You obviously knew the lay of the land because it's your alma mater. Plus, you grew up here. But are you starting to really now feel like you got your feet on the ground and you're off and running?
Well, outside, it's 19 degrees outside. I forgot what that was like 25 years ago since I've gone down south. But yeah, I mean, I have. You know, it's starting. It's strange when you've been. I've been an athletic director for 10 years at UTRGV. You know, it's something was close to my heart. It was a hard decision to make, even though it's coming home and it's your alma mater. But, you know, it's kind of cool. You come back, and, you know, a lot of people are very receptive when there's an alum who's hired in that position or a head coaching position, and they're a lot more open arms with you. And it takes a little while, though, to get used to it. I mean, because it's not, you know, the same Bobby Moe that I remembered, you know, 25-plus years ago. And I'm starting to feel like it's my program. And we've got a lot of support from the president, from the community, and I think you saw it tonight from the fan base. So there's a lot of love there, and it also helps in football's in first place, and volleyball killing it in first place, and, you know, Andy's going to do extremely well. Charlie knocked off, you know, LaSalle this past weekend. Women's basketball almost knocked off TCU. They were down by two with 11 seconds left, and so that helps a lot when you're winning, no doubt about it.
Yep, when teams win, it probably makes your job a lot easier. Probably makes it a lot easier to go talk to donors and all the other stuff. Well, Chris, welcome back, and, you know, congratulations on a really, really, I think it was a great night for Robert Morris, even though they didn't win the game. The fact that you were able to really just kind of showcase who you are, your new building, the whole nine yards, I thought it was a great night for Robert Morris.
Well, and I'd like to do a shout-out to the media, because we had 50 media at that game tonight, and that was fantastic that they were able to come out. It's not lost on me that a majority of them are probably there, covering Pitt and Pitt basketball. But, you know, for them to take the time when it's 19 degrees out and snowing and get out there and come out and watch us in our inaugural home game, we really appreciate the media support.
Chris, let's do it again soon, buddy.
All right, sounds good, Paul.
All right, that's Chris King, the athletic director of Robert Morris, on a night when really, like I said, Robert Morris got a chance to showcase, just a beautiful arena, and it was a great game. Got to get to a break. It's 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.